Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are broadcasting live from Bemidji, Minnesota, home of Paul Bunyan, Babe the Blue Ox, and the KBXE studios of Northern Community Radio. We're joined now by the mayor of Bemidji, Rita Albright.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Rita. You've been on the road to get here. Oh.
Well, thanks for having me. I'd love to come on KBXE and KAXE.
Absolutely. Well, first I have to ask you one hard-hitting question, which is, when will I be able to stick my hand in Babe's mouth and pretend he's eating my arm off for my Facebook pictures?
That's a good question. You know, mayors can get in trouble for a lot of things. They say that mayors in northern Minnesota only walk on water half the year. And obviously, the Paul Bunyan Park was one time when I wasn't walking on water. Actually, it's going to be done at the end of this month, maybe the second week of October. It's okay. Close to the end of this month.
We're near the end. I see they're working over there. It's,
right.
It's looking good. So, well, very good. Well, tell me, why did you choose to live in Bemidji? Tell me a little bit about your community as you see it.
Well, you know, like a lot of other people that come to Bemidji State University for an education and decide to stay, I'm one of those. I came here to go to Bemidji State University, and I'm a northern Minnesota brat. I actually had to move south to come to Bemidji because I'm a Cooch County brat. But I love the area, and I found that Bemidji suited me well, and I wanted to stay, like a lot of other Bemidji State University college students.
What do you think makes it special? What would people first notice about it who might not know much about it?
They're unexpected. A lot of people come to town and say, wow, this is not the town I expected. It's perhaps bigger than they thought it was, and there are more activities, more things to do, and just more to the town than was expected.
I spoke earlier about the relationship between the surrounding Ojibwe bands, Leech Lake, Red Lake, White Earth, and the city of Bemidji. You've been part of conversations with the community about this for a long time. Tell me a little bit about what's happened here in Bemidji over the last few years that might be encouraging too.
I think we've made great strides in improving race relations, and that is due in a lot to a committee called Shared Vision, which had an idea that we need to do better with how we relate to one another in our community and being more inclusive. And so it got kicked off with a study by the Wilder Foundation that helped us see that everybody really wants to know more about other cultures. So we had a survey in our community, and we started to do things to be more inclusive. And some of those things included the Ojibwe Language Project, which you'll see around town on our signage, and the Chief Bemidji Project, which you talked about. But also Blandon brought a community leadership program here called Leadership in Ethnically Diverse Communities, and there were several hundred people that went through that leadership, and I think that's made a big difference as well.
So what do you see for Bemidji's future? What lies ahead?
I think there's great opportunity here in our community. We are certainly in a place of expansion. Our population is growing about 2.5% to 3% every year. Our airport is very busy and it's expanding. It's an important airport in the state and for the region. We have a new program called the Launch Pad, which is for budding entrepreneurs, and it's a partnership with our Economic Development Authority and Bemidji State University. Our construction here in town has been double what it was last year, so those are all good things. We have some challenges on the future, perhaps, but I think that Bemidji is well positioned for the future.
Finally, one last hard-hitting question. What do you call someone from Bemidji? Is it a Bemidjian? Is it a Bemidjiite? What do you call them?
I say Bemidjiite.
Bemidjiite?
Bemidjian.
Bemidjible?
I've heard it either way. The bigger question for me is, how many R's are in Bemidji?
The correct answer being 3, right?
That is right.
Thank you, Rita Albright, Mayor of Bemidji. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, broadcasting live from Bemidji State University.